Here we go. Omar Stoki Gluli. Stoki the Gluli said, Omar, we will have him Mishnah Hey, Mishnah says, Omar Tzaduki Gluli. Tzaduki Shoyami Golil. The Ishgursim Kanu the son of Min Gluli. Koivel Ani Alechem Kudu. A complaint, you hear? Against its Prushim, Shatan Prushim, as a Moshe Beget. We started this last week, we started this 2 days ago. That you write Hashem's name, you gave a star from the Melech. Moshel Imoshel, it's an expression. Hamoshel Imoshel. Okay? What does it mean, Hamoshel Imoshel? It means a Melech. A king. The get in a divorce document. The Moshe is the king with Moshe. Kedas Moshe Yisrael. So you connect Moshe with the Melech. A bad thing. A Gnai is over the Moshe. It's a Gnai. I'm in Pushim because you're connecting Moshe with the Melech HaMoshel. Okay, you write the date. HaMoshel is the date of the king in Moshe with Moshe Rabbeinu. Kedas Moshe of Yisrael beget. So it's a Gnai for Moshe and it's a Gnai for the king. Whoever the Jewish king is, the Jewish king is so-and-so, so you're dating the document after the beginning of his Malchus, it's now the third year in the Malchus of so-and-so. Okay, it's the third year of the Malchus of Reuven ben Shimon. And then you write, Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, and then you write that this man is divorcing this woman. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace that you go and you're connecting, you are attributing the Melech and Moshe Rabbeinu. What are you doing?
I'm trying to understand.
What are you putting in your face and your hand for?
You don't like it?
You look like you're in pain or something? Teeth are in pain?
I'm doing this too. I should look like I'm learning. Got the wrong look.
All right, so you're connecting a bad event. An event that's not good of getting divorced. Call HaMagosh Isha Rishona Afil HaMizbech Monen Demos. Even the altar sheds tears.
So you're identifying Moshe with bad stuff.
Bad things. So therefore, Gnai Yel Moshe, I'm Purush. The Purush say, "Come on, Ani Alachot Stuki Kluli." So they say, "Come on, Ani Anu Alachot Stuki Kluli." So I tell Purush, "Mr. Moshe, Hashem Bedaf." So he said back. The Purushim said back. Well, the Purushim said back.
Yeah.
We could have a complaint against you.
With
Hashem's name. What do we mean? In the same daf, in the Torah, same Torah, Hashem's name is written. You write, who's the Moshe? The Torah. Sheba Oisa Hadaf B'Torah, in the Zelbazav Torah, Christ is Hashem HaMoshe. Shem Hashem. What do you do that in the Torah? What does that mean? In the Torah, the name of a Melech? What Melech? What Melech? What is he talking about? What's over here in this? God doesn't say anything here. Because I'm Moshe. Shem Hashem is a Moshe in Hashem Bedaf. As a Moshe in Moshe get, Shem Moinim Lashnois Malachim, and Christ is a Kachach Malach Lani, the self of the Kachach Malach Lani, the self of the Kachach Malach Lani, it doesn't say anything, it doesn't explain.
So why are you going back?
I'm trying to understand what it means. I know what this means. Shatim Kaisim Esam Moshel in Mashem Bedaf. Sheba Oisa Daf, Sheba Shabbat Torah, Kaisim Shem Ham Moshel. Who's the Moshel?
Shem Hashem.
Who's the Moshel in the Torah?
Not the Moshel, the king. The
what?
King.
What king?
The king.
What king?
We're talking about a get here.
No, we're not.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what
Purushim is saying.
The Purushim are responding back to
this.
We have a complaint. You write.
It's talking about a get still.
No, it's not.
Sure.
Shabbi Oisei Daf the Torah. The Torah. Daf the Torah. Kaisman Hashem HaMoshel. Where? Where did the Torah do you write the Shem HaMoshel? Where?
So let's go further, maybe you'll understand.
Im Shem Hashem. That's Shem's name. Let's see. You write the Shem Moshe Lefnei Hashem. Shenema. Oh, here's the pasuk. That's the here's what it means. Here. The Moshe's paro.
The
Mishnah
always explains this.
The Moshe's paro. By Shem, by paroi. Mi Hashem. Asher Eshma Bikoloi. Lishalach Es Yisrael. Hare Nisgar Techila paro. First is paro. The Akach Shem Hashem. Ella, so what's going on? How can you do that? Ella, your question is the answer to our question.
Ella.
Keshem Shein Akosav Makbid Lahazkir Shmoish Loparu Lefnei Shem Hashem. Shoil since Vachain Seder Halosh. That's the expression. It's not a disgrace Hashem's name. Loimishim Kavoy Loparu, it's not a Kavoy Loparu. Kach likewise for us. Don't ask a kash on me. Kach likewise. Gam beget. In a divorce document, Ein Shem Moshe Nisgar B'Tchilasa Gorea, it does not diminish Michvoido Shel Moshe HaNisgar B'Sofa. Uchsha Uche Sheloka Paroi, and when Paroi was smitten, now this we will Messiah with Dover Toiv. Uchsha Loka Paroi, Ma Oimer, Hashem HaTzadik, Pisco Zo Noiswa Khan has been aired here, Kedei L'Saim Es HaMesech B'Toiv. Shol Sins, when Nisgar Kosov, Mi Hashem, Mi Hashem Hashemah B'Koyla? Who is Hashem? Lefich, therefore, Noiswa Pisco Achroina HaMesayemes B'Ksav, B'Kosov, Hashem HaTzadik. Hashem is the Tzadik. Solot Mesechta Yudam. Got it? Chazor B'Mishon Yim? Amar Tzaduki Galili Koyvani Aleichem Perushim Shachem Christmas as Moshe, the king, in Moshe, and Kedas Moshe Vishol, they get in a divorce.
So you're saying like the Moshe first, and then...
The Moshe first.
And then you say Moshe.
And then Moshe in one piece of paper. Yeah. It's a bad thing. You also write in the Sefer Torah. Atem Kosim is a Moshe. Paro. Paro.
In
Hashem. In the name of Hashem.
Bedav
in the same paper. Right. So you like Paro. You're a Tzadok. You like Paro.
Lo yoy atem
Kosim is a Moshe. There's Hashem v'lamatan, you're giving the Moshe more covered. Paro getting more covered than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem v'lamatan. So therefore, Shnei Malayim Paro, first comes Paro, Mi Hashem, Paro comes with Degam Hashem, Hashem, Eshma B'Koyloi, Lish Lach Es Yisrael. So what's the answer? The answer, that's Derech HaKesuvim. It's like Hasha. Shalok up, and then we want to send them to Shalok up, Ma'o Omer, even though Paro was started by saying, Mi Hashem, Hashem, Eshma B'Koyloi, the end is, he not only does he acknowledge who Hashem is, not only does he know that Hashem exists, Paro even came along and said, Hashem HaTzadik. Hashem is righteous. Tzidik Adin. Tzidik Adin. Ukshalak, when Paro was smitten.
Yeah.
When was he smitten? By Borod. Borod it says this, by Borod. Ukshalak, Ma'omer Hashem HaTzadik. So not only did Paro come to recognize Hashem, and now the Paro come to recognize the Bnei Shloilam, he even came to say that Hashem is a Tzadik.
So what does that have to do with what you said?
We just said it's only the Mislam Dever Toif. We don't want to end off the Mishnah just over here. Mi Hashem. Apikorsis. You want to end off the Mesechta Apikorsis?
Yeah.
Mi Hashem. The male, he can't do that. For male, that's why we had to end in this line order. The Mesechta shouldn't end off with a Dover Ra, with a question. Mi Hashem. Rather, you end off the time, you have to say Hashem. HaTzadik.
Okay.
Solik, he go up from Masechas Yodayim. Next Mishnah. Mishnah saying the way we have to do, we have to just press the button, indicate that we've come to an end.